there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My guest today is an actress, comedian and writer, known for Motherland, Afterlife and Kunk on Earth, which is now available on Netflix UK, as well as BBC iPlayer. Tray tables up, window blinds down. Let's welcome on board Diane Morgan. This is the final boarding call for Diane Morgan. Diane Morgan, please come to the fucking gate. Thank you. Look who we've got on board. It's Diane Morgan. Hello, love.
Hello.
It is a dog-friendly flight, so you're good. Allowed to have Bob on. Hello, yeah. Bob.
Some people do fly with the dogs, don't they?
It's the emotional support dog.
That's it. You've got to get the forms.
Oh, right.
And then you can tuck them under the seat.
Yes. Did you see that man in America who had emotional support goose?
No.
Yes, he had
Did
a goose.
He?
Oh. Yeah, you can't complain if it gets him through the flight.
Did you hear that story about the man who had a chicken, a headless chicken, and what? He kept it alive with a pipette for years?
Is that really true?
Apparently this is true. A headless chicken. What was it called? Something ridiculous like Andrew. And he kept it alive with a pipette. And then one day he forgot the pipette and it died.
No.
I'm sorry to start on such a downer.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry. I'm like, my mascara's running. I can't fly the plane. I'm so blurry.
Oh, are you flying? I didn't realise.
Oh, yeah, love. I'm multitasking. What are you like as a traveller? Do you enjoy travelling? Why do you travel?
No.
oh, God. I know.
I've gone off
episode.
It. It's like, I was thinking the other day, what's the point? I think you get to a certain age where it becomes too much trouble to go through everything, all the rigmarole of getting to a place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's just being somewhere else, isn't it, at the end of the day?
It is.
Everything's the same in your head. You're just somewhere else.
Yeah. That's quite negative, really. But
I don't
get
anything out of it anymore, a holiday.
Really?
No.
You must be holidaying in some shit places. Like, where
I
are you
must
going?
Have, yeah. Because where am I going?
Well, where are you going to have a shit time? We need to go on holiday together. Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
I think we'd have so much fun.
I mean, I don't
Do you like
know
shopping on holiday? Do you like
Yes, I do like
oh,
a shop.
Oh, that's good. Do you buy tat?
Tat?
Yeah.
Yes. I like a bit of tat. I mean, I don't know where to start. It's such a big topic.
Where did you go on holiday as a kid? Because you look, is it Bolton?
Bolton. Every year we went to Wales, South Wales.
Oh, right, South Wales.
Because we had relatives there, so every year. That'll be Liz.
People are going to know this ain't a bloody plane. Isn't it? Oh, my God. Ruined everything, Diane.
Keep all this in. It's Liz, Bob. Bob, it's Liz.
So she's done your makeup for ages.
Yeah. I mean, she barely does anything. I do it myself.
Liz! God, it's like this is your life.
What you got?
Oh no, shut no pressure. Come on.
I love it. It's my favourite.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
I fucking love it.
Well, this is now you've seen behind the curtain. It's just me sitting here.
I know, but.
Oh yeah, where were. Oh, that's so. Me and going on holiday to South Wales.
Yeah, it was South Wales. Yeah. So whereabouts in South Wales?
Aberdare.
Is it nice?
Yes.
I'm glad it was nice.
Yes.
Lovely, yeah. But was it caravanning or a holiday? Or
no, it was because I stayed with the relatives.
Yeah.
And, so that was what we did every year for decades.
And when you got older, did you ever go on any, like, slaggy holidays?
What do you mean, slaggy holidays?
Yeah, when you go on holidays and you go, oops, I forgot my morals. You know what I mean? And you just, like, you sleep around. You Diane, please. The rumours I've heard about you. Well, they need to change that graffiti in the public toilets. I saw. No. You've never had one of these holidays where you're like, oh.
No.
No one knows me. I can be a complete slag.
No, I've always been, like, in my 80s, you know, like Alan Bennett. No, not for me.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
I've had a few relationships end on holidays because, you know, they've been so terrible.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Because, you know, when you go on holiday with someone, that is a good
test. It's a good sign, isn't it? That if you can get through that.
Yes. Because some boyfriends I go away with on holiday, some boyfriends, the one I had. I'd go and they were like, oh, Alan, why are you going to Vegas? You've only gone on a few dates, but then you test them out, don't you?
Because it's a great test, yes.
It is a great test.
Yeah, absolutely. Why is it a great test? Is it because you're trapped together for a kickoff, aren't you? You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. And you're stuck and you've got to do, and you can't just watch telly. You've got to get out and about and sightsee.
Yeah. And also, you have to speak a different language in front of somebody, which is always embarrassing, isn't it? I can't do that. I feel embarrassed trying to speak another language.
Well, it depends on what you're saying, isn't it? Because, like, in France, even Paris, they don't even like you starting, do they? You'll go, bonjour. Bloody hell. And that.
Yeah. But I always imagine that... You know, that you sound like that guy from Hello, Hello. You either
I was pissing by the door. You don't say that when you go abroad.
Because you either do the accent or you don't do the accent. And either way, you sound like an idiot, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. How much accent do you put on?
Yes.
Like in Jamaica, it didn't go down very well. I'm not going to say I was deported, but no. So where do you like go? I know you say you hate holidays and all that, but where would you go? You've given up. But why? What was the holiday that made you stop?
I tell you what, I liked India.
Oh, whereabouts?
Kerala.
Oh, that's
southern
nice.
Southern India. Yes.
Yeah. I went to Goa. I went to the more common one with all the Germans.
Germans.
Yeah, the Germans love Goa.
Do they?
You know, normally you go, it's all everything's in English.
Yeah.
There it's German.
Oh, I didn't know.
I've had German for fry up, German for Cocoa Pops. I'm joking, I don't know. Oh. So, what did you like in India then?
I liked the food.
Love it.
Everyone was so laid back and kind and peaceful. And the colours were so vivid. Coming from England, where it's all grey, and then going to India, where everything's like very vivid.
Yeah.
And the smells, everything smelt like flowers and Yeah. I had a banana and it tasted like opal fruits. You can't say... It's not called opal fruit anymore. No, Starburst.
Starburst! Oh, my God. Opal Do you still call fruit. Iceland bee jam?
Bee jam. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, bee jam.
When was that?
Oh, I think the 80s. Oh. You must have seen my act. It's still stuck in the 80s.
I don't think we had them up north.
I still call Thailand Siam.
Before we start our speedy boarding, we would like to first welcome on board our Alan Air frequent flyers, followed by passengers in rows 1 to 5, and anyone with an emotional support headless chicken. Thank you.
So you went to India, so it's not India. Did you see any elephants?
No. I saw some monkeys.
Oh. Now, were there everywhere then, monkeys, are there?
Oh, lovely, though.
Yeah. Have you ever been anywhere that's a complete shit heap? No, not a shit heap, that's wrong. Let's say, have you ever been anywhere that's like, you know, you've been unimpressive? Somewhere... We're not slagging things off, because sometimes things happen, don't they?
Yeah, and there's different areas and different places.
Yeah, we can't just slag off whole continents. I'd like to, but we can't.
Well, I wasn't blown away by Morocco.
Okay.
There was a lot of men spitting in the street.
Oh, that's not nice, is it?
And there were sort of giant holes in the road, sort of filled with shit. And crossing the road, you'd take your life into your own hands.
Oh, yeah. They paint those crossings for a laugh, don't they? You go, watch. Oh, I'll just go across here, they'll stop. Oh, no, they won't.
Exactly. And then you go to the market, people say, oh, go to the market, that'll be nice. And there's a monkey chained up by its neck. And
oh, I hate
They're making
that.
It dance. And you, oh, no, thanks, I don't want a rug.
Hey, what, did you see the whirling dervishes, those people with the thick chain wrapping around their head?
Oh,
like
that. Yes. That's what, mean, can't be what? Good for your neck, can
no,
it?
No. I was thinking an episode of Morocco's Got Talent. I mean, that would be... That square is... Ben, do you know what
That'd
as well you get as I got my bum pinched there late at night?
Did you?
Yes. 3 hours I was walking around. No, but that's... Yeah, at night time it takes on a bit of a more... what's the word? Fruity atmosphere.
Yeah.
Did you get your bum pinched in Marrakesh?
No, I got the... what's that... They all know about Del Boy, don't they? And they shout things about
Del Boy. Oh, lovely
jubbly. Lovely jubbly, they shouted at me.
Cheaper than Asda Price and all that.
I wasn't a fan. But maybe I went to the wrong place, the wrong area.
Yeah, all right. But then they tell you, oh, they love to haggle. That's bullsh. That's
no, they
bollocks.
Don't.
That's
they want
bollocks.
You to buy their stuff.
Yeah.
And if you don't,
yeah,
they get aggressive.
And they do! I said, £10? I said, £5. I mean, piss off.
Yeah.
We said the equivalent of Moroccan. But I mean, I thought, oh, I'll have a bit of fun here. But he went, piss off.
But the pressure as well, because they get all the rugs out.
Oh, God, I hate
they
it.
They roll hundreds of rugs out around you.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, and they go and make you some mint tea. And you think, oh, no, I've got to get out of here.
What about when they get the old fire thing out and they go, look, it's indestructible, this rug. Have you seen that? I was there, he brought out a flamethrower this rug and then wiped over it and it was like back to normal. One glass of Merlot over that one upstairs, destroyed. I'll have to put it in the bin. I mean, he's like vomiting over it, tomato sauce.
God.
But when you get it home, I think it's like a magic trick. Because honestly, that one up there is from India.
Yeah.
Look how shit it looks now. And then he he's rubbing shit on it and like, you know, fire and
But
that.
You bought it then.
Yeah, because I was
you
so
have
impressed.
To, yeah.
Well, I'm like you. He started bringing them all out and then he started undoing them every time.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to say, oh, and then I got, you know.
I'll think about it.
Oh, no. And then I shouldn't say this, but you always worry about giving out your car credit card details. Yeah. No, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
So you didn't like Morocco?
No.
No, but you might have gone to the wrong place.
Maybe I went to the wrong bit.
Yeah. What's the most decadent hotel or resort you've stayed at?
Decadent.
Have you ever had a butler?
A butler?
A butler?
A butler?
You said that so northern.
I'm northern.
I know, no, but a butler.
A butler?
A kefump. See, you've never had a pallet or a pillow,
have you
menu?
Had a butler?
On my honeymoon.
You had a butler on
I
your
thought you
own.
You had a honeymoon? Yes, I'm not that ugly. Someone married you.
No, I've never had a butler.
You've never had a pillow menu? This is not all the time.
What's
this
a
is just when
menu?
You're.
I haven't lived ever.
They bring out a menu and say, do you want a hard pillar? Do you want a soft pillar? Do you want a.
Doesn't that mean, do you want a prostitute?
Oh, God.
Doesn't it?
I've
if you go to reception.
What that bald looking woman was on the end of the bed. That does not mean.
It
a
does.
Prostitute.
If you go to reception and say, I'd like a soft pillow, they go, OK, we'll send one. And it's.
Oh,
it's a,
that poor woman, she was so bored doing a Sudoku. I rested my head on her. Oh, my God, I didn't know
yes.
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know where I found that out.
Come on then. I mean, you must have had a nice hotel somewhere.
I did have a nice hotel. I had a nice hotel in India because I went over there to do some adverts.
All right, nice.
Yeah. So I did like 3 days work and then the rest of the time, my time was my own. And they put me up in this, it was like a spa hotel. Oh, God, it was lovely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Will you have all the spa things, like the massages and all that?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, the soaps. Do I nick the soaps?
No, I'm not.
That's the thing. I've stopped nicking the soaps now. I feel really grown up.
Really?
Yeah.
I only steal them if they're, like,
they're
the
very
Aqua
good.
De Palma ones.
Yeah, it has to be good now.
I don't like the shitty. Oh, they can stick
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Do you ever take the miniatures?
Oh, but like you say, only yeah. if they're good ones.
Yeah.
I always feel great if I leave them. Like, they'll notice and go, oh, she left them. Like, they care.
And what will you have as a massage? Do you like a body, full body one or one of those?
I can never quite relax with a massage. I always feel slightly tense.
I had one in Puglia and he went, you're very tense. And I was like, well, your ball bag is resting on my arm. Do you know what I mean? That's why I always have a female masseuse, because it puts me off.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know a bit people, oh, Al, I bet you love a nice hunky masseur, but I actually go women because...
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought I heard bells then.
That's the bell, that's the church.
We're on a plane.
Oh, shit, yes. Oh, that's someone in aisle 5 wanting a, wanting a top-up. Wanting a pillow, soft pillow, wing, wing.
What did you ask me?
What kind of massage?
Oh, no, I had a nice head massage in India. This
Do
is why
work?
I liked India.
Are they
oh my God,
there?
This head massage was incredible. It was like an out of body experience. It was. I mean, I've never been able to find one as good since.
When you have a good massage, it's amazing, and a bit cheap as chips over there, isn't it as well?
Did they make you wear the paper pants?
I hate those paper.
Yeah,
pants.
That's what puts me off as well. I don't want to wear anything that's paper. I'm going to go see through with oil.
Yes, and then you never know which bits for the crutch and which bits for the.
Or which what to take off or leave on.
Yeah.
The whole thing's.
I'd rather just do me pants. No, just wear me pants. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. They don't look very hygienic, do they? And one gust of wind and there you
yeah.
are, exposing
yeah.
yourself.
Mm.
Do you ever complain when you're...
I've started to complain. When I hit my early 40s, I've started to complain. I don't put up with shit anymore.
No.
I used to be like, oh, yeah, no, yeah. It's fine. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, no, I'm not having that.
No. What sort of gets you goat? Is it like a smelly room or like...
Food, bad food.
Bad food.
Yes, things that are not cooked through.
But have you ever been lied to where they've offered you like a sea view and it's actually the car park? Would you complain about that?
No, I don't think I would actually.
Do you know what I got in Salcombe?
What?
A beach glimpse view.
A beach glimpse
view.
How much of the beach do you get to see in a beach glimpse?
That much.
A sliver.
An inch between two tower blocks.
Oh, no.
It wasn't a tower block, but it was two. A big beach glimpse. I mean, piss off.
How long are you going to spend in there anyway?
No, but I'm paying for a beach glimpse. I want more than a glimpse.
I had 2 weeks in quarantine with a brick wall in Australia. What had I done? I'm in quarantine. Do you remember COVID?
Oh, yeah.
I was working out in Australia, but you had to spend 2 weeks in quarantine before.
Not
you...
in those shitty hotels.
In a hotel.
And they charged you for that. Didn't they pull you up?
Yes. But my view was just a brick wall for 2 weeks.
What did you do?
I got rickets. It was so dark. I had to put the lights on, then the lights would blow because they'd been on so long. And then the serviceman wouldn't come into the room because they didn't want to get COVID. So I was just sat in the dark for like 2 weeks.
And you slowly saw your legs bend outwards. Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Isn't it?
Because I went on a vegan diet and I thought I had rickets.
Did you?
Yeah. I felt like my legs were bending.
Yeah. Are you still on the vegan?
I only did it for a couple of days, but I felt like it was
They were banding
out. I could walk around that table without... I can't believe you're in quarantine.
Yeah.
That must have spoilt your trip of Australia.
I could hear a woman 2 doors down as well banging on the wall going,
I can't take this anymore! You're treating us like animals!
Is this a lot? Are you trying out a new character? Is this real? No, seriously.
That was absolutely
What did
serious.
Your family think? You locked away for a fortnight?
We had to do it. It was the rules.
You forget about this in COVID.
You do, yeah.
So when people say, oh, how was your lockdown? Do you just go PTSD?
Well, I tweeted, look at my view, I'm in quarantine. And people were like, well, you know, I've had it much worse because my, you know, and you think,
it became the misery Olympics,
yes, exactly,
didn't it?
Yeah.
And I remember Richard E. Grant, rightfully so. I mean, you're paying a fortune for this thing. Look how crap this meal is. I'd be like, wish I had a piece of bread that was green. Everyone with all of a sudden, it was like, all right.
But that's Twitter all over, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I remember Mark Gatiss, he was complaining about having to walk somewhere in someone's
address. Oh, no.
At least you've got legs. Twitter in a nutshell.
My God,
At least you've got legs.
Yeah.
You can't even complain or moan.
It's awful. Are you on Twitter?
No, I came off.
Yeah. When did you come off?
Oh, years ago. It was just doing my head in.
Yeah.
It was just miserable.
Every now and then, I think.
Abuse. And I've worked in a call centre, so I was like, at least at Barclaycard, I got paid to put up with fucking people saying I was shit.
What did you do in the call centre?
Barclaycard lost and stolen. Still got it. You never lose it.
And then I asked people at the weekends,
and then I did fraud in the... Fraud in the week.
Yeah.
And then Lost and Stolen was great because I'd be like in Manchester, you know, coming in from Canal Street at 5 a.m, absolutely minging, going straight to work. And then people ringing up saying they'd lost it. And you could be really like a real judgmental Judy, dear, where did you lose your card in a nightclub? And I'm writing it all down, being sick in a bin where I've just like 1 hour sleep. Have you ever worked in a call centre?
Oh, yes.
Because you've got that northern voice. They love northern voices.
Not everyone likes a northern voice. I was asking people if they were happy with their accountant.
Oh, wow.
And people used to go, I got out of the bath to answer this one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. They weren't happy.
My friend used to work for a charity where asking people to leave money in their will. So it was all old people.
Oh,
basically,
no.
The opening line was, you know, spring chicken.
No, are you joking?
Yeah, she used to get so much abuse. I mean, no one wants to be... You know, you might as well dress up as
spring
the Grim
chicken.
Reaper and turn up on your tour.
That's awful.
I know.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Bob.
So where's your happy place when you go travelling? I know you don't like travelling.
No, I've gone off it.
Where's your
happy place?
There must be somewhere where you go. I mean, how hard you work.
I like to just stay at home.
What the hell are you doing on this podcast?
I didn't realise.
You wanted to come on a plane.
Yeah, I. Do you know what? The plane is the nicest thing about it. I like taking off. I love that.
Oh, right, yeah.
What a thrill. And honestly, I like that.
Are you a considerate, though, passenger?
Do you put your seat back
even if it's like an half-hour flight?
If I remember, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you will put it back even though it will piss people off behind?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And where do you go for sexy time? Where do you go if you want to, like, you know, have a dirty weekend away, a naughty weekend? Aberdare?
Aberdare!
No, do you find Paris romantic?
I'm 47.
You can, come on, I'm 47. I can still.
Are you?
I can still. You're 1975. Get it up sometimes. What?
1975.
No, 76.
Oh, God. I'm even older than you.
Make it look like I'm sitting in that fucking Stonehenge. I'm even older than Alan Carr. Wow.
I keep forgetting what you asked me.
Do you go anywhere for romance?
No, I don't. I haven't got all, like, let's go to such a place.
Yeah.
No. Who does? Who's got a place for that?
Well, no, I mean, sometimes if you want to, like, be romantic, let's go to Paris.
I don't want to, yeah.
None of that. All right.
I feel like I'm bringing the mood down.
No, you're not, love. No. No, no, it's fine. I will find somewhere you like in the world. What? Do you go anywhere for, like...
I liked Australia.
Oh, all right, OK, keep your voice down. I liked Australia.
I did like Australia.
What did you like of Australia? Did you go to Sydney?
I went to Sydney, and after I got out... Maybe that was it. Maybe it was getting out of quarantine.
I mean, I wonder... And I felt like... your life together. This is why...
Got out of quarantine. It was
great. You working in Australia?
I was working, yeah. It's the only place, only time I go places is because I'm forced to go for work. And then I go there and I quite like it sometimes. If it's not Morocco.
Oh.
Oh, there's a fly.
There's a fly on the plane. that one with Joel Tomek, the dog just started being sick.
Oh, God.
I was trying to pretend it was a plane. So, where have you... So what did you like about Australia? Because the people are fit over there. Did you like the men in Australia?
They were all really nice and laid back and funny and you can get a nice coffee everywhere. Things that are important to me. And people said, but you'll miss the culture. I won't. I live 5 minutes from the British Museum. I never go in. But it was nice and warm. It's always blue skies.
Yes, yeah.
I'd rather have vitamin D, you know, than culture.
Culture. And how crazy do you go on holiday? Do you ever like...
How crazy do you think?
Well, I was expecting a story of, like, skinny dipping, karaoke, but I imagine for you crazy is, like... not packing your remote.
Exactly. I don't want to be there.
You've
in
never
the first
done karaoke.
Place. I have done karaoke.
What do you sing?
I can't remember what I sang. It's decades ago, and I didn't like it because I can't sing.
Well, I can't sing, but I still have a go.
What did you sing?
Take me down to Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
You've got a really good voice.
Thank you. I can do Axl Rose and the Bee Gees and that's it. And maybe a bit of Kate Bush if I've had a Malibu.
Oh, I do
Miss
like...
Miss me, Kathy. Wow, wow, wow.
That's good. Ooh. That's really good.
Thank you. It's like she's in the room, isn't she? Poor old Bobby. He's a pricked up. He thinks there's a pigeon on the plane.
We would like to welcome all our passengers flying from 2023 today. We offer a fine selection of food and beverages. If you're flying from 1987, we can offer you a marathon bar, refreshers, fruit salads washed down with a Capri Sun or a slush puppy. Thank you for flying Alan Air.
So listen, you're 100 years old.
Right, go on.
Yeah, you're sitting anywhere in the world. You're on your rocking chair.
Yeah.
You've got your blanket over you. Where's the place that you would love to be in the world? I know it's not going to be Morocco.
Maybe Australia.
Sydney.
That was funny about that.
Just that's the only place you've been enthusiastic about all flights.
It's warm. You get a nice coffee.
Did you
They speak the language. So you've not got that stress.
No, that's it. Good. Anyone could say g'day.
Don't say that anymore, you know.
They do.
They don't.
Don't they?
They've stopped.
You're not allowed to say that.
I was livid because I thought, oh, they'd all be saying good day. This is going to be great. And then no one said it because, you know, they think it's kind of like, you know.
Derogatory.
Yes. No. So they stopped doing it. And then they heard that I wanted them all to say it. So the next day on set, they all said it to me.
Oh, that's nice.
See, that's what I mean. They're just nice people.
Friendly, aren't they? They are friendly, the Australians. Because I was a bit worried, you know, because they're bringing in that law now, aren't they, where you can't say love. Because it's offensive.
What?
Hello, love.
They're not bringing in a law, though. It's not a law.
I am fucked. That is my hello, love.
It's not a law, though, is it?
Hello, love. It's not sinister, is it? It's like, hello, love. It's sing-song.
Yeah.
Hello, love.
I always said love. All right, love.
What?
Yeah.
Do you find it intimidating to go hello, love?
No, not at all.
Thanks, babes.
Yeah, you're all right.
And then, did you notice in Australia what made me laugh was how they stick O on the end of everything?
What do you mean?
Like the bottle shop.
Oh, yes.
Bottle-o.
Yeah. Yeah, we can all join in with that.
Yeah. And there was one when I worked, because I worked in a call centre over there in Australia.
Did you?
Yeah. And they went, you know that woman down the with the flat shoes and the crew cut? She's a lasso.
What were you doing in a call centre in Australia? Were you a 10-pound bum?
Yeah, I was a 10-pound pom.
Were you?
Yeah. I used to, it was like for a doctor's surgery, and I obviously wouldn't be giving medical advice, so you'd be pleased to know. But I would like direct them to which doctor, like spinal injuries.
How long did you work out there for?
I was only had a 3-month visa, but they just, oh, can you say this? They diddled it so I could stay another 3 months because I was such a laugh, apparently. Never got any work done. We just pushed me trolley around.
Oh,
and
lovely.
Post,
did you like it there?
I love any job where there's no responsibility.
I meant Australia.
Oh. The pay was nice and the uniform was lovely. Oh, Australia. Yeah, I loved it there. I love Melbourne just as much because that's the
everyone
culture
went
bit.
On about Melbourne, but I never...
You'd like... Oh, no, I don't
yeah, I think
like
I would.
It. Did you didn't like culture, do you? You'd rather D.
Can you not have both?
You can't. It's,
if I have to choose, then I'm going to go vitamin D, always.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, everyone needs vitamin D. Yeah. But you should try Melbourne. Next
I will.
Time.
I will. It's a long flight, though, isn't it?
But I feel like your holiday experience has been ruined by quarantine.
No, it's before that.
God, can you imagine hating travel and then having to quarantine before you've got in
it? Don't you find, though, that the whole getting through the airport and
it's not
getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's meant to be a holiday.
Well, that's you getting the cheapo flights.
Is that what it is?
My brother used to do that.
Oh.
Alan, I've got a flight 50p to Pisa. Wicked. We've got to get up at 12:30 a.m. to get to Luton, which is 10 miles away. Wicked.
Yeah, you see.
No wonder people are having a drink in the
bloody
terminal.
I never do the booking, you see. I need to do the booking.
Yeah. Spend a bit more money and get a midday flight.
Yeah, go on, spend love. I'll do that.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Well, we're about now to slowly start our descent into Morocco. So I've got some quick fire
questions.
How come
I'm going to Morocco?
Yeah, oh, would you want to go somewhere else? Sydney?
Are you meant to go to the place you hate the most?
No, I just say whatever comes into me.
Oh, I see.
Clean my room or shove your broom? Do you like them to come in your room or do you put your do not disturb sign?
Do not disturb. Well, it depends how long I'm there for, obviously.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of nights. I'm like, it's fine.
It's changed.
No.
Think of the planet.
Yes, exactly.
Think of Mother
Earth. Yeah.
Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with me or would you rather go to Portugal?
Would I rather go on holiday with you or go to Portugal?
Yeah. It's a quick fire. You've got
all right,
quick.
You. I'd rather go on holiday with you,
oh,
Ollie.
Everyone yeah. said that, but I feel they have to. Travel insurance or I'll take my chance? Do you take travel insurance?
Yeah, if it's a long way. Yeah, and it's a long time.
You've got to be careful there. topless or hot mess? Will you go topless on the beach?
Hot mess.
Mini bar or bring your own vodka?
Oh, mini bar.
Mini bar.
Yeah.
Even though it's extortionate prices.
Yeah, because I don't drink that much.
And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you tip or do you think, ha ha, never seeing you again, bye?
Well, what have they done?
Well,
do, have they just bring my case up? Or did they, what did they do?
Okay, they've just brought you, they've had a surly attitude and they've just brought you.
Oh, surly attitude, no.
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 They've been really lovely. They've brought you a fresh pillow and a prostitute.
Then I'll tip.
Tip?
Yes.
Lovely. Oh, that's very kind.
Yeah, well, you know, you're on the telly, aren't you? You have to.
They'll only slag you up on Twitter. Thank you, Diane Morgan.
Oh,
you've
is that
reached
it?
Your destination.
Oh.
Yeah? If you'd like to collect your emotional baggage from the carousel, thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thanks, it's been lovely.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you so much, Diane. For someone who absolutely hates travel, you're a brilliant guest. Thank you so much. And don't forget to check out Cunt on Earth, which is now available on Netflix UK. Woop woop, as well as BBC iPlayer, but you knew that. Thank you so much for flying Alan Air. We've hoped you enjoyed the flight. Please tell all your friends. And don't forget, life's a bitch.